welcomes the first Canadian travelers since March 2020. And Klukwan reports one new positive COVID case. And Alaska health officials on the COVID vaccine for children. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The U.S. border has reopened to non-essential travel for Canadians for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic. In Haines, a Monday morning welcome party was thrown for the first Canadians to visit since March 2020.
That's a dodge! That's it! Ready? Black dodge! Is it Yukon plates?
The Haines Community Marching Band was at the ready to play O Canada, welcoming the first car pulling into the visitor center in downtown Haines. There was just one car before noon. Bruce Funk of White Horse had a police escort from the border crossing about 40 miles north of Haines. Funk had tears in his eyes as he shook hands with Haines Mayor Douglas Olrood.
Welcome back to Haines. We've missed everybody in the Yukon, and being able to have you guys back here means a lot.
Funk is a familiar face in town. He's been visiting Haines for over 45 years.
Been a long time. just happy to be back.
He said he plans to check on property he owns, do some sport fishing, and visit friends in town.
Nothing better to do than spend a couple of weeks down here.
Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock had gift bags on hand for the first 7 Canadian visitors. They included a gift certificate for breakfast at the Bamboo Room, coffee, salmon, and other various items from local businesses, which have been off-limits since both countries instituted travel restrictions as a precaution against spreading COVID-19.
We've waited patiently. I'm glad that it happened, and we're glad to welcome our friends and family from Canada back to Haines.
Mayor Olrood echoed the excitement and said it feels like a step toward normalcy.
There's been so many baby steps since the pandemic first hit, and each one where you kind of get that a little bit closer to normal, I think having that where now we can go there, they can come here. Yes, it's a little harder than it normally is, but we're one step closer to that normal. And so, having our Canadian neighbors being able to come back to Haines, I think, is a big step.
Canadian visitors are required to show proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test for re-entry. The reception wrapped up with coffee and snacks, and Bruce Funk even got an invitation for dinner while he's in town. The Haines Community Marching Band packed up, but was ready for the next fanfare. Klukwan reported one new positive COVID case on Saturday, identified among the Chilkat Indian Village staff. The announcement also triggered the Klukwan EOC to move back to the high alert level for the community after downgrading its alert level last month. The Klukwan EOC reported it's not received any COVID case updates from Tribal Health Consortium Search in 3 weeks, although cases have been posted on the state's public health dashboard. Messages left with Search by KHNS on Monday and twice last week have not been returned. In response, the Klukwan EOC says the Chilkat Indian Village offices are closed and staff are working remotely. The community's gym, library, and Assembly of God Church are all closed until further notice. All community events have been postponed since Saturday, it said. According to the state COVID dashboard, there are 4 active cases in the Haines Borough. Further details aren't available. The Haines EOC ceased providing daily COVID updates last month after the community had 3 consecutive days with no new cases and 0 reported active cases in the community. The Search Clinic in Haines is offering vaccine shots on Tuesdays and Thursdays by appointment. Skagway reported 7 active COVID cases as of last Thursday, November 4th, and officials there warn there is risk of community spread. COVID tests, vaccines, and boosters are available at the Dahl Memorial Clinic by appointment only. State health officials have begun a campaign to vaccinate young children against COVID-19, since the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control both approved the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 on November 2nd. KCAW's Robert Woolsey attended a statewide press conference November 4th with the Department of Health and Social Services to learn how the message would be shaped in Alaska.
The approval of a COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 has created some questions for parents, the most obvious of which is whether getting vaccinated is worth the risk. So far, this age group has been one of the least affected demographics in the pandemic, accounting for about 11% of all cases, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Ann Zink, Chief Medical Officer for Alaska, a parent of young children herself, weighed the pros and cons.
Being healthy and happy and playful, we know that kids are not impacted by COVID the same way as adults are, but they've been impacted in many ways. We still see kids who do get sick from COVID-19. I know as a parent myself, it can be nerve-wracking to think about vaccinating your child. It's just hard to give them a shot when they're happy and healthy and playful in so many ways. But the data is clear that these vaccines are really safer than many things that we do, even safer than most over-the-counter medications. And we know that even imperfect tools like car seats still make a huge difference in protecting our kiddos. And so just like we buckle up our kids in the car, considering getting them vaccinated.
Dr. Zink said that the Pfizer vaccine for young children, which is now available in Sitka, has undergone extensive testing and has proven 90% effective in preventing severe COVID-19 disease. Although Alaska has not had a pediatric death from COVID, nationwide, 94 children age 5 to 11 have died, making it the 8th leading cause of death in that age group, according to the CDC. Zink suggested that the COVID vaccine was just the latest tool in a decades-long and highly successful effort to vaccinate children against preventable disease.
We've been using childhood vaccination for a long time to really help protect our kiddos as well as our communities from diseases, and really making many diseases preventable diseases. If you look at between 1994 and 2018, vaccinations have really prevented over 400 million illnesses and avoiding almost 1 million deaths in children. So vaccines have been a tremendous tool against viruses and against vaccine-preventable diseases.
Another benefit of protecting young children against COVID is that they would present less of a hazard to family members who may be immunocompromised, elderly, or otherwise unable to mount a robust immune system response to COVID, even if they're vaccinated themselves. This could be a game changer at Thanksgiving and other events during the holiday season. Nevertheless, Zink urged Alaskans to be conscientious about planning for the holidays to prevent the spread of COVID.
I kind of think of things like the holidays. You know, we prepare for it by going grocery shopping and coming up with our menus and dividing up. And we can do the same thing we're thinking about COVID. And so that may be minimizing our exposure, not going out to eat with a lot of other people for the 10 days or so beforehand, minimizing who else we're exposed to, making sure that we don't go if we're symptomatic, because you may have COVID, you may also have RSV or influenza. And it's great to share our love and friendship at the holiday season, but not our viruses.
Zink said that vaccination remains the number one tool in the fight against COVID. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The Haines School District, Search, and Haines EOC is hosting a community information session about the COVID vaccine for children tonight at 6:30 p.m. Monday, November 8th via Zoom. Details are at khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.